Okay, I'm ready. I'm gonna have to bring the fan out pretty soon. Remember those? That's the summers have the fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the windows open.
Hi Nella, hi Maitreya, hi Lita, hi Hasso, hi Jagadisha, hi Sasha, hi Dave, hi Ann. Okay, everybody. Invoking the inner friend. Just be present to your body. Letting your body relax. Body relaxes in your presence and your good wishes and your welcoming. And feel your mind also relaxing. Again, in the presence of that inner friend, letting the mind just be as it is. Accepting the mind as it is, and being, as an inner friend, being its best friend. Best friend means the one who gives you the benefit of the doubt, who's there to help, who welcomes you in whatever condition you happen to be in. Who would never reject you or push you away. That type of inner friend who is a sanctuary, a refuge, a constant refuge for your mind. As you kind of give your mind and body this space, this time, to just be with you and relax. Relax in your presence. Gently turn your focus to your own being. All the while letting your mind relax, letting your body relax. The external sounds there in the background. But your buddhi is a gentle focus just on your own presence. By gentle focus, I mean you're not trying to exclude the existence or perceptions or feelings that are taking place in the mind. They're just simply allowed to be as they are, welcoming them as they are. But your focus, your attention is more on your own being, your own presence. Initially we say let the mind, the buddhi, gently focus on your own being. But then I say just recognize yourself as your own being, that is who you are. Your being doesn't require anyone's focus. It is relaxing for the buddhi to relax into your being. But the I, me, is you. So the buddhi enjoys you, and because it enjoys you, the mind enjoys you. Your body enjoys you, your sense organs enjoy you, your presence. Your perceptions also. Are much more awake to your presence. So let your buddhi gently focus on your own presence, on the me, conscious me, self that I am. Now recognize that as your own being, and just abide as yourself. Just be yourself. I don't need to be with myself, I am myself. Just focus on me, your own presence, your own being, the self that you are. You don't walk around through the day with the buddhi having to check in to see if you're still there. You're a self-evident, conscious being. And that is exactly who we're pointing to when we say me or I. So when you say me, where does that land? It's very personal, me, sense of self that I am. Just be that, abide as that. I'm not asking you to do an action, really. I'm just asking you to recognize, to just allow yourself to be yourself, having differentiated yourself from all of the thoughts and perceptions, emotions, just simply let all of those vrittis come and go as they do, while you are just abiding as yourself. When you look at just yourself alone, not through the lens of your thoughts or emotions or perceptions, but just your own being, the one who's present to all of those thoughts and emotions and perceptions, just notice who you essentially are. You're gently bringing your buddhi and your mind back to that appreciation. But you know, you are the one who's illumining your mind coming back to that appreciation. You yourself don't require the mind to be doing anything. It can be enjoying, reveling in your own being, or it can be daydreaming or thinking or feeling different emotions or perceptions. All of that takes place in your changeless presence. So let the body be the body, let the mind be the mind, the perceptions be the perceptions. And let you just be the self that you are. Relax, let all of the perceptions and vrittis do what they do. Give them permission to be as they are. And just notice, be the presence in the midst of all of this. As your mind relaxes, body relaxes, they call less and less attention to themselves because they're dilute, they're relaxed, they're expanding. They have no tension. And so your own simple being, just you, become more predominant. More dominant, only because all of this activity is relaxing into a more silent space. As you give everything and everyone permission to be, you welcome them all. They relax. You relax in that welcoming and that love. No pushing away. You're welcome to be. And as they settle down, in the absence of stress and tension, they settle down. What's really left dominant is just the satyam, the truth, you, your being.